Sorry, man. You are 36 slices of cheese. You didn't take it home last week.
No, bro.
What happened?
It's not my kind of cheese, bro.
Do you even know what I was offering?
Yeah, you like some basic cheddar cheese, isn't it?
Cheddar cheese? No.
Cheese.
No, it was like...
Camembert?
I think. It was those flat cheeses. What are they
That's
called?
Usually cheddar cheese, bro.
That's not cheddar cheese.
Swiss cheese?
Coon cheese.
Coon cheese?
Yes.
Coon cheese. Yes. Is that the brand? Or is it the actual brand. Coon cheese? Okay, no. Brand. I was talking about like actual cheddar cheese, like the type.
Oh, okay. Like, oh, well, no. Well, I still got some if you change your mind. Anyway, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Varsity Blues podcast.
Woo!
Woo! Ow, 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 ow! I want to talk about the last episode, bro. I kind of got my facts wrong, sort of.
Man, I didn't do his research.
Regarding Sweden and being a cashless society. Yeah, okay, it was my bad. I'm sorry. So, well, Sweden is a majority cashless economy. I would say 80-85%. But they're moving at a very rapid pace in where most retailers and restaurants are already cashless. So, apologies, though, for the misinformation.
Damn, son.
Misinformation.
You gotta start referencing those fact checks.
Referencing.
Though. Like,
I don't
want to
treat this
style.
As uni. APA.
APA. Brackets from 1964.
Like, hearing you talk about that gives me anxiety.
Depression. Stop. That's what I talk about, man. Stop, I remember that fact.
But, yeah, bro, that's all. Also, mother.
Whatever what?
We gotta talk about your cousin, man.
My what?
Your cousin.
Cousin?
You know how hard it is to edit out your damn cousin?
Yo, okay.
Bro,
okay.
You could hear. I swear, I shit you not. After every sentence, you could hear like a uck.
Like uck.
Like that K, like that very strong K. That means that I did not cut it out properly. Because
you've been trying to cut my effing? Oh, that's what
I'm trying. I don't want us to, you know, be... to exaggerate on the cousin, your F-bombs are just everywhere, man.
I have to, bro. That's one way to release my inner, like, sense. Discharge my pain.
Yeah.
You gotta understand, I go through shit. I go through shit.
Everyone
has different ways.
Yes, that's true. If you guys are wondering, this is how AJ and I converse in real life. There's a lot of cussing, so... If you met us in real life, this is what you'd have to get used to.
I think especially on my end.
Yeah, yours was crazy. Yours was like, you even cussed at a charity worker.
Hey, hold up.
I tried to edit it. Don't get me wrong. Hey, it was kind of funny.
Look, you gotta understand, this charity worker brought out like an ATM.
Okay, I understand.
Like, what's up, my cash?
All right, no, that's fair, bro. That's fair.
No.
But we gotta cut down, you know.
Yeah, we gotta say, like, even since I was a kid, though, like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Grade 2, I was already cussing.
Yeah, it was
freaking
pretty
GTA,
bad.
That's what changed me, bro.
It's pretty bad, yeah. Didn't you, like, would cuss in front of, like, our friends' parents as well?
Oh, bruh. That was the time, like, when they're, like, doing those family gatherings, I'm just standing there. Some shit happens, I'm like, fuck! What the fuck is that? Who said that, motherfucker? This little brat, fuck.
This is what I'm talking about. See, this is like a... Yeah.
Man, I got an email once, I swear, like, in front of a friend's sister, and she was, like, older, like, I think she was, like, 18, I was, like, 13 or 12 still.
Yeah.
And she emailed, like, you know, because this is, like, the time, like, Facebook was a thing, but she emailed me and said straight up, yo, I'm going to clean your mouth with a soap, stop swearing. I'm like,
oh. Actually, was this in Joey's?
This Joey's. It wasn't someone who went to Joey's there, but.
Really?
A friend of mine, yeah.
Oh, bro, that's...
She was so pissed that she sent me that email, like, I'm going to clean your mouth with a soap. Stop swearing. I'm like,
actually,
that's an email. That's not a message. That's an email.
Damn.
That's some formal shit.
Bro. Like, that... Like, if I read that, I would already...
I was like, dear AJ, like, I'm going to clean
I would already get my shit straight, man.
No.
Holy.
Yeah, HR always back in my ass. That's all I'm going to
say. HR. Well, she didn't do a really good job, did she? But, man didn't learn.
Man's a
cuss. still the same 13-year-old age, eh? But, we know how to articulate ourselves in, like, in a more professional environment.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's when that kind of, like, job or university kicks in, you just, like,
That's right.
Like, it's a flip. Like, my customer service voice, it's not a change of voice, but like change of kind of personality.
Yeah.
Man, I will suck you up sometimes for sales back then.
Oh, right. True. Okay. No, I understand, man. I understand. Anyway, what are we talking about today, bro?
What are we talking about, bro? I mean, so much happened in the last few weeks. Yeah.
Last few days.
Last few days. Oh, yeah. It's been a week, technically.
It's been a week. We got some new movies coming out. We got some new shows coming out. You keen for Justice League?
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow. I'm already keen. Yeah. Justice League, Snyder Cut. Yeah, definitely Snyder Cut.
Yeah. Also, the Scammies.
What the hell is that?
The Grammys.
Oh, the Grammys. I don't know, man. The Grammys hasn't been my thing since then.
Okay, wait. No, sorry. Grammys. Yeah, the Grammys.
Only about right. Okay, but yeah, legit. Grammys hasn't been my
thing.
What
am I doing?
What are you losing?
I'm turned off right now. Wait.
What turned you off, bro?
Turn me off. No. Okay. Don't get me wrong, all right? I was kind of mad when... Do you know Megan the Male Horse?
No, that boy. Let me search him up. What are you?
Megan the Stallion.
Megan the Stallion?
Yeah, you know, but Savage? No?
Nah.
She won Best Rap Song, right.
Okay.
She won Best Rap Song. Guess who were the other nominees?
Her.
DaBaby.
Oh, shit.
Roddy Ricch. Drake.
Oh, shit.
Bro, how? Why? Can someone tell me why? Where's the transparency in the voting? Like, hey, listen, my boy The Weeknd did not get nominated for anything.
Yeah, not gonna lie, The Weeknd was always popping.
Yeah, his album, his latest album, I tell you, it deserved Record of the Year for Blinding Lights.
Oh.
Album of the Year, bro. Taylor Swift's album, Folklore,
was passionate, okay. Though. You can tell with his music. Yeah. He was like,
Yeah, went on a Twitter rampage and said boycott.
But hasn't the Grammys always been like messing up with rappers and shit?
Yeah.
Like how many times?
They're just not. They get a lot of complaints for not being transparent with the voting.
Well, I think the one time I actually watched the Grammys was 2011. Mm-hmm. I think it's when Lady Gaga, Beyonce, I think Katy Perry as well, like all nominated for the best album of the year.
Yeah.
And you know who number fucking won?
Taylor Swift.
No. It was like the Fireworks.
Yeah. Katy Perry.
No, it was like a different band.
Fireworks?
Yeah. They weren't even that. Like, they were not Arctic Monkeys.
Arctic Monkeys?
Yeah, and the Arctic Monkeys beat Lady Gaga, Beyonce, even Katy Perry as well. For that.
Actually?
I was like, what the fuck?
Did you fact check that?
Yeah, for real.
We don't want to convey misinformation again.
Come at me, bro. I don't know the year, but I know they beat. Like top big,
but I'm this close to going Karen, bro. I'm like, hey, I want to speak to your manager. What is this voting?
I mean, to be fair, everyone's been hating shit like
bro. Blue Ivy won a Grammy.
Oh shit,
that's Beyonce's daughter. That's Beyonce. She's the second youngest to ever win a Grammy.
How did she win?
She was in a feature. She was a feature on the song. Yeah, I know.
Yo,
but the youngest to ever win a Grammy was, I think she was a year younger than Blue Ivy. She was in a band. I think it was Peezle Sisters. It was a country album. This is when no one gave a shit about the Grammys.
But until now, no one gives
shit. I mean, I do.
You do. It's because The Weeknd, everyone's been giving up.
It's because of The Weeknd.
Yeah, that's
man.
The thing. That's why everyone's giving up. Just like saying the Oscars. No one gives a shit about the Oscars.
I give a shit about the Oscars.
Really?
I mean, not really about this year because, you know, COVID and they had to push
a lot of movies. In the last previous years, it was still pretty shit, though.
I mean, I kind of liked it. I liked it. I like the Oscars, the Grammys. To be honest, the Oscars is where I get most of the, you know, the good movies.
Oh, yeah.
If an actor is nominated for Best Actor in this movie,
I mean,
that's the movie.
Cases, but like, how about this is like Best Movie of the Year, and I think it was like Moonlight versus.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, Moonlight's good, right?
No.
Now, final fight. Oh, you say it's good if you haven't seen it. Fuck you.
No. I did not like it. In my opinion, I'm sorry. It's just not for me, you know.
Goddamn.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I think.
Maybe I'll give it a shot.
I think it's still there.
Yeah.
But yo. Speaking of Netflix, I fucking love Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, I know, sometimes it takes me, like, an hour to find a good shit. But I think that was one time I was searching around, I found this weird ass show, like Japanese one. You know those hidden gems you find?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's a shit review. It has some shit reviews, but I don't give a fuck, I'll watch it. It's called My Husband Won't Fit. And you're like,
is this a doc?
This is an actual Japanese TV series. Only 10 episode, one season.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called My Husband Won't Fit. I'm like,
wait. No, I swear I've seen that on recommended.
And I was like, what does that mean? You know, when the mini trailer played up, and it's just subtitles, it's Japanese. And then one of them pops up, it's like, I'm sad because my husband's penis won't fit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, this is definitely on my, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, 6.1?
It's pretty shit, like I said, but I don't know why.
Lordy.
It's cute, though.
It's cute.
No, listen. It's not really about just penis size and sex and shit. Yeah. Okay, it's, if you watch the first 5 episodes, it shows how a couple overcomes no sex, I guess, like, you know, relationship, and share just name a pure love for each other. Mm. It's like a couple who had never had sex for, like, sure they did the oral, the touchy,
yeah,
hand jobs, but it's like the actual sex, they couldn't do it, but they genuinely love each other there.
Why couldn't they do it?
I don't know. They didn't properly explain, or like in scientific way, it's just that bullshit plot story, like, oh, it won't fit.
Wow, that's it? Like, there was no explanation? Just
no explanation. Okay. Apparently, like, there is a case where they grow up a bit supernatural, like, it's like, they were cursed or some shit that they can't have sex due to ancestors being a whore. But even though even though it's 6.1, it's some good shit. It gets weirder. After episode 5, it turned pure Japanese weird. I'm like, fuck.
Pure Japanese weird? Yeah. Is it based on a true story?
No, it's just like some.
Oh, okay.
You sure?
Right.
But yeah.
So this is like what? How many episodes? 10?
10 episode, 10. About.
One season.
30.
Never got renewed.
I mean, I didn't think it was planned to. It was like a mini series.
Oh, right.
Like, they only planned for one season.
Yeah, I'm looking at images right now. I don't know if I'd want to renew this. No, kidding.
Nah, man. Just saying, if you're a bored motherfucker who doesn't even care about reviews but want to see something, but just some good content tries, I'm a suggest.
Really?
Just don't watch your parents or kids. I'm not going to say.
What's the parental rating?
MA, but MA? Still, I won't recommend to watch it.
Right. Yeah.
Or parents, man. I should get with.
Okay.
How about you, though? You been watching any Netflix series?
No, I watch movies.
Oh, you watch movies?
I watch actual movies.
Okay.
I don't watch shows anymore. I ask people for, like, Netflix recommendations, but I don't know. I watch one episode, though. And it doesn't give me that same feeling anymore.
I guess it's different because someone's, like, saying it's good.
Yeah.
I say I like finding movies or TV series, you just look around, like, this shit looks alright.
Mm.
You watch it, like, fuck, this is actually not good. Pretty good.
Yeah, like, I would watch, maybe because I have really high standards. Like, first I check the rating.
I think that's the whole point. If you don't look at the rating, just watch it. Keep the first episode.
But then again, I don't want to waste my time watching some trash.
No, I understand. That's true. I guess when you don't have the time, you actually want to watch a good shit. Mm. That's when you search. But that does
exactly.
Like an hour, like, you waste time.
Well,
there's like times when I just gave up because I just can't find watch some good shit. And I end up watching South Park all over again.
Yeah, that's either I do that or just go back on YouTube. Really, sometimes I find more. Well, I find better content on YouTube than on
That's
Netflix.
True. That's true. Like, you know what's better content also besides
TikTok?
I know it. I know that's some cringy shit right there.
You but are hold up.
Those people who's using TikTok as a platform just to advertise their YouTube, some TV series, or even their fucking podcasts, short bits of highlights that shows how good it is, and I've seen some good TV series on that one or YouTube.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I get what you mean. Speaking of TikTok and YouTube, have you heard of the TikTok versus YouTube boxing match?
The fuck? Wait, hold on.
Yeah, for real.
Are you talking about Logan Paul and shit trying to versus Bella Poarch shit?
They're trying to copy it that way, sort of. But it's actual TikTok stars versus YouTube stars. So you got
Bella Poarch.
I don't even know who the TikTok stars are.
Bella Poarch,
you got Bella Poarch.
But
they're going for guys, I think.
Are they going for guys?
It's more male-dominated. I know the YouTube stars because I'm on YouTube a lot.
Fucking Logan Paul, that's what I'm going to say.
No, they got Deji.
They got Bryce Paul. Yeah. Man, die, man. He can't box.
He can't box. He wants redemption, man. He wants redemption.
What, against a TikToker? What?
Yeah. Like, wait, let me.
Yo, if he loses to a TikToker, gone. Man's losing to a person who's doing like the bubble butt dance or some shit.
Bubble. I don't know. What the fuck is that?
I don't fucking. It's too many goddamn thing.
Wait, hold on. Let me pull it up real quick.
Man's typing away. You can hear that, boys. Yo.
It's, yeah, see, they got FaZe. They got some FaZe members in this as well.
Oh, shit. This motherfucker, I'm searching it up.
FaZe Drive. Bro, the lineup is stacked. What the hell? But the I don't even know these guys.
Even though I use TikTok, I don't even know the names. Yeah, true. Only a C.
Oh. Tanner Fox, Nate Wyatt.
Shit.
Henry
Jones. They're bringing back Nate Robinson. Bro.
Oh, no, he's gone.
Man, lost,
he's gone, gone.
Man, dead.
Yeah. I feel like... all of this is just for money now. All of this is just for money. Yeah, it's not about the sport anymore.
It's never about the sport. No.
Yeah.
Like, you think Logan Paul cared about winning against KSI? Yeah. Man was just to hype up the money. They're trying to look at McGregor, bro. Like,
what they did, yeah, their beef wasn't real, of course. It was just to hype up the match.
Money.
To
money,
pretend
money.
That there was bad blood.
That's some...
It's good marketing. McGregor. I'd give them that.
No, not from Conor McGregor. Though. Yeah, shit. But he, sure, he did a lot of fights and stuff to win, but...
Conor McGregor, he doesn't he mocks show that same... Yeah, he... Did you see his interviews from his last match?
Oh, yeah, he was a bit more chill.
He was more calm.
Yeah, this one's good. He's realizing that his center age, that he's losing... Not losing fan base, but they're losing interest of that type of act. So he's...
Maybe he's just maturing, I don't know.
Maturing, that's good, but... Also, like, knowing to the fact that he'll lose more if he acts like a dick.
Mm.
So he's just like, fuck it. Let me just ride who I have right now. And build up from that. Fuck it all up again.
Old Conor McGregor was better, man. I liked his alter ego better last time.
Alter ego. Yeah,
it wasn't an alter ego.
I think
ego
he
anyway.
Ruined it due to fighting Mayweather. Like, there's conference. Man walked out with just jeans and, like, a fur coat and showing...
Oh, it was just during their...
conference fights.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he was just waving his dick around with a belt or some shit. And a lot of, like, McConnell with your friends kind of lost.
Because
like, yo, we got to hold up there.
That's... Yeah. Well, damn.
Damn, son.
Damn. This TikTok versus YouTube boxing matches, it's... I feel like it's getting out of hand. Like, this whole boxing match, it's just to give these fighters clout. You know why they don't want to, like, play in team sports? Because it's better for the individual itself.
Bro, you think these guys care about charity? They're there for their own money.
No, it's not for charity, of course. Not
yeah, like, team is, that's when it comes to actual charity. I think...
I mean, the Sidemen did it with their football match.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was so cool. They actually built a ball. I think it was KSI playing... Was it David Beckham? Was he playing... He was playing with a few stars.
No, it was the Sidemen versus YouTube All-Stars.
No, but there was also a time where they did, like, an actual, like, what's it called? Football match. And they had, like, actual football stars playing in them.
So I don't know about that. But I remember the two charity matches.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's the old one. But there's all, like, that's a bit the most recent one. But back in the days, I think 2015 kind of style back then, that was the thing. Charity matches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways.
I just want to transition real quick, man.
One more time. About what?
So I got a DM from a friend.
Okay. Okay.
From that story I uploaded last week.
Oh, you motherfucker! Fuck you!
I asked for your consent.
True.
I asked for your consent.
Yeah. What this guy asked? What this person?
She was just like, "So are you gonna tell the story of how or why he was showing his ass in your next episode?" I'm like, "Yeah, you know
some
what,
content, sure. some content." Sure, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. So, if you want to tell us, sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Just to clarify, you don't remember any.
Nah, let me explain that situation. All right, cool. It was a boys' night with my old coworkers I used to work at. We went to like some place in the city. It's pretty shit. I got fucking too full with food, and then we went to like another bar. Again, it was pretty shit. And we got separated from there, I guess. They all want to go home. Some want to go like, to a club. One's go to a casino. I'm like, I'm broke as shit. I don't want to go home yet, though. Because I still want to drink somewhere cheap. And we found that place in Brisbane, Chami's, right?
Chami's a second home, man.
Fucking love the place.
We're always there.
But yeah, we went there. Just me and my friend.
Bro.
No plans at all. Just me and him drinking. When we got there, guess who was there? My boy, Jay.
Okay, hold on. Let me tell my side. Let me tell my side. All right. So I invited you. I asked
if
you wanted to go drinking, because it was like the three of us. There were supposed to be more, but they backed out.
Yeah, fair.
And then they told me as soon as I went to the bathroom, you came into the bar, and then I saw you sitting, and I was like, this was your plan.
Yeah, fuck. Because when I went in, sat on my own spot, my friend went inside to get the drinks. I was just chilling. I turned to my right, and they were like, hey, look, it's that motherfucker. Oh, shit, bro.
What was the last point of memory you remember?
Let me just give the storyline. So when I went into Johnny's, bumped to you and other friends, you know, celebrate. So I got a few drinks, getting fucking loud as shit. Then we got a friend who got a little tipsy too quickly. Heads down, you're not allowed to do it in the bar.
Yeah, it's kind of shit. Okay, let me explain. As soon as you put your head down against your arm,
like lying on a table or some shit.
Yeah, they're gonna take that as probably a vomit warning.
A vomit warning, or you just dead. They don't want to catch a case. All right,
it's a case. I think it's a waste of chair space.
No, it's actually a thing in bars. You're not allowed to sleep.
I thought you meant not allowed to vomit in bars.
Vomit, but also like sleeping wise, they're not actually allowed to see you.
Okay, yeah, we eventually all got kicked out. And we decided to head back to my place.
Yeah, and I called my girl as well. I called my girl. Like, she finished work very late. Mm. And I was like, yo, you know what? You still want a drink? Okay, cool. Then when she finally got there, that's when he got kicked out. And she's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? You got kicked out again?
I'm like, chill.
Like, a second, we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
But yeah, we went to Jay's place, thank Christ. So he gave his place size.
Yeah.
We got there.
It was spontaneous. It was really fun. Even though there wasn't that much of a hump.
It was a
good number.
It was a good number. We still had a fuck ton of drinks, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why we got a chase. Fuck it. Still drinking.
The ones you bought, man, they were just bad. The way you mixed. Do you remember that mixing drinks and you gave to us?
Yeah, it's got fucking soju and
It wasn't soju and beers. It was something else. It was really bad. It tasted like antibiotics.
I didn't fucking... No, that wasn't me.
No, it was you. Saw you make it in front of us.
When was this?
When we came back and you were pouring drinks and you gave to us. You were like, hey, have some of this. I was like, I took a sip. Oh.
But I didn't even know what the fuck that was. I don't...
Yeah, remember. You don't remember.
Let me explain. All I remember then is when we finally got here, I started drinking some beers and shit, started laughing around. We played some games, I think, and that's all. The last thing I remember then is I woke up in the fucking floor. It's like...
Okay. No. Let's slow it down a bit. Okay, so we were playing games. We go back to mine. We were playing games. My friend who vomited continuously vomited. And then she decided to lie down on the couch. And we're on the dining table playing games. I forgot what it was called. That was like this color game or something. I remember you lost. And then there was a consequence where I had to slap your ass.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
And I was like slapping you. I was going to slap your ass. And then... You were like unbuckling your belt. And
yeah,
I was like,
that's a big.
I didn't notice, but our friend did, Alexa did, because she was taking the video. And she screamed, why are you taking off your belt?
I slapped the butt.
Bro.
Listen. It wasn't like
that.
It wasn't just
pegging,
the video.
Bro.
It's the realization of me waking up knowing I was fucked drunk. I don't remember shit.
You did way more than.
Yeah, but still, listen. I woke up. Covered in vomit in the fucking floor. My girl sleeping in the bed. I think she just kicked me out. I don't know what the fuck. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'll fall asleep. And I fall asleep again in the floor. Woke up.
Did you sleep on your vomit?
Yeah, I quit.
That's disgusting.
Shut the fuck up.
That
I was dead time. Whatever.
Bro,
but when I woke up,
sick.
Went through a hangover. I'll tell the other story. But when I was like the next day, I was all fine. And my friend who was there pairing me, Alexa and you. You guys were like, yo, you went fucking wild. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And he sent me a video. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh my God, what the fuck? And you guys saw...
Bro.
I saw a Snapchat, me rolling. What was I doing? Was that some Ninja Gaiden shit?
You were rolling. Bro, the carpet is so dusty.
Me watching that, man, I was like, whoa, what am I doing?
And then I remember I was talking to Kim. We were like standing up and talking. You were like leaning against that part of the couch right there.
I don't remember shit.
And you like, you know how Superman holds his collar to show the S logo?
Yeah.
You did that. You did that, but you didn't break the buttons off. You were just holding it like this. You were like pulling against it. And you were like, I Fire Lord Oza.
I don't remember that shit. I wish you filmed that, like, bro. I wish you filmed that.
I was like, holy shit. In my head, I'm just like, I am so honored to have witnessed such peak human physical performance. Like, to have witnessed it.
Evolving, man.
To have witnessed it in the form of a 5'5" brown Asian boy. I'm just like, oh, I would never get this opportunity again. And I didn't record it. I'm like, fuck.
Bro, yeah, I don't remember.
Bro, I'm like, fuck. Like, I asked Kim if he recorded. No, bro, tell him to do it again. Oh, shit. I asked you, and you're like, do what? I asked you that. Do what? Like, do what you just did, motherfucker. Do what? Brother, here
man was gone.
Like,
okay, I don't remember.
I'm dead,
shit.
Bro.
But what the, what's the story of the rolling thing? That's one thing you didn't tell me.
It was a... No, you're supposed to do it. You know?
Because when I saw a video, like, in Snapchat, you know, when I saw replaying multiple times, it's just me doing a fucking side roll, like a fucking...
Oh. Okay, so you know how you're supposed to do a forward roll?
Yeah, okay.
You couldn't do it, so you did it sideways instead. I'm like... So Zoro had to show you, and he did it perfectly, and then you did it again, and you continued to do it, like, from your side. Oh man, that shit was fucking funny. Even though it was spontaneous, it was so fun.
Man, the multiple times I just blacked out. Say hi. So fucked.
This apartment has seen some shit.
Yeah, this. No, I got
this. This is so.
Yo, remember the first time we actually drank out here in Australia?
When was that?
It was like, I think it was your first year you came in, 2016, 2017. 2017. Yeah.
Like, half mid. 2017.
Yeah, and then you invited some of your PNG friends. You
Is it
Sky?
Sean and Sky, yeah.
Scott, Sky.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning to actually die down. I was planning just to have a few drinks with you and I'll leave. But then you're like, let's go to Valley. I'm like, ah, fuck. Okay, yeah. I want this
it
one.
It was like our first time
yeah,
going
Yeah, it was like,
well.
Fuck it. It's the first time. Yeah. Let's go. I think when we got there, I think that's when the alcohol started kicking in because I had a lot of shots back at yours. It was huge gym bang,
like,
and whiskey.
Three of you had shots before we left.
Yeah, it wasn't. No, but the thing is, I was continuously drinking the, like, with Kirk and rum. Kirk.
Right. Yeah.
So it was like, no, but I didn't realize how much shots we did. So when we finally got there, it started kicking in. And yeah, I don't remember the rest. All I remember is going and they're getting kicked out for saying, you gotta drink water, to a girl that we found out that was dehydrated as shit.
No, I was like, I was at the bar that time, and then I see you screaming. I was like, oh shit, is there a fight? And then I see the bouncer walk up to you. I was like, oh shit, this isn't good.
This motherfucker.
You got kicked out. You get me back in.
Yo.
What did I do? What did I do?
This motherfucker just left me, got kicked out.
Bro,
he didn't even come
I
outside.
Supposed to do?
Come outside and help me, bro. This asshole left me alone. I went back to in line to that club, and they're like, nah, bro, you drunk.
Bro, I'm sorry.
So I went back in line, did the same thing, and I think I fucked up, and I went to another line. I finally got in. I was like, fuck, yeah. I couldn't find my friends there. I'm like, where the fuck is everyone? I was super drunk as shit, sir. Best thing I could do is I pulled a phone, got my Facebook open, opened up Jay's profile, zoomed to his face, was walking around. Yo, have you seen my friend, bro? Have you seen him?
Bro,
I went that to him multiple times until
I thought it was
No. I was just showing it to everybody, but I just couldn't fucking find you guys. I'm like, fuck it, I'm out. I went back home. He's with my ex, so I woke up the next day on the fucking floor. Yo, she's like, what the fuck's on your arm? I was like, oh, what the fuck is this? And it's like a bee stamp. And then she told me it's from the Beats. I was like, what the fuck's a Beats? It's a gay bar.
Oh, God.
Yo, man was...
Oh, bro, that's an L.
Man was blacked out in a gay bar showing my friend's photo. I didn't know. Something could have happened, bro. I was concerned.
Asking for a foot selfie.
Fuck you, man.
Oh man, bro, that's funny. Oh dude, I'm fucking sweating right now. Man, holy shit!
I woke up dead. Man. I had to go to work the next day the same day as well.
Dude, it was. Yeah. I couldn't find you, bro.
I couldn't find you. I was calling you, motherfucker.
I'm sorry. The club was too lit. All right, it was too lit.
You let me die.
All right, it was too lit. I'm sorry. What happened again?
I went to some random alleyway, man. All I saw was people dying. I was like,
oh, man, fuck. That's... We gotta see. We have to witness peak AJ again.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Yeah, I'm too old now, bro.
Too old? You did this shit last year. Come on. That's like... I feel like that's my mission now.
Ah, shit.
I feel like it's my mission, bro.
I got black. I haven't seen you blacked out in a while as well.
I think the last time I blacked out was like... The time we went to Charmy.
Which one? We went to many
times.
It
was with Liz, Carl, Leo, Stella. It was on that Sunday. And then Charmy was just dead.
I think it was just us. Was I there?
Yeah, you were there. Okay. You were like... When you walked in, you're like, so what do you want to drink on a Sunday?
okay, probably. But we've been there so many times.
Yeah, I remember blacking out and you guys carried me back to
Shit. Yeah. I was like, yo, this is the first time I've seen this motherfucker black out.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I had to help you out, yeah.
We went to Macca's at Queen Street?
Yeah, we went to Macca's. You were blacked. I think you just couldn't go back home, so I think we brought you to S1.
Yeah.
You chilled at like the Luna's apartment.
Yeah, I
the couch.
Bro, I woke up and I had like 36 missed calls from my mom. Oh
shit.
Fuck.
That's my fault. I think she called my mom as well.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. My mom was like, yo, what the fuck are you guys? Where's Jaya? Is he alright? Is he safe? I'm like, oh shit, my bad. I should have told you guys.
Yeah, but they gave me so I was sleeping on the couch and I looked to my right and there's like a bucket. You know how much I hate puking, man.
This man loves his buckets.
buckets,
man.
That's why I have 4 buckets in my place.
Okay, continue. What happened to that? 4. So you have buckets and shit.
Yeah. The only that's where my memory cut off, I think. And we had to. Yeah, it was Macca's, and I remember McDonald's, asked Liz for advice. I'm dating Ellie, I think.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
That's right, because... No. It wasn't that. It was the opposite. It was
the opposite?
Her asking for advice for a dude. I was like, straight up, yo, my girl has the best fucking advice.
Oh, and then she...
Stop messaging. Yeah. And yeah, she got the best advices from her back then. That was good.
Yeah, I remember. Okay, that's where I caught off. And then... Wait, no. I remember we were walking down, and I was like this. And it was
man's hands out with Jesus, like, yo.
Yeah. You and Liz were carrying me by my
you're my shoulder.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
our shoulders.
Yeah. Shoulders, yeah.
Walking around.
Yeah, that's all I remember. That's all I can remember. And then I remember we were just laughing. Because when I get drunk, I get like
being leery, and I was like, yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, I laugh so much when I'm drunk. It was funny. Like that wasn't my first time blacking out. I remember I blacked out. When I was in Philippines as well.
Oh, shit.
And that's
we have Empire in the Philippines. We have to.
Yeah, bro. Like, when we go back. We all have to go back. Like, as a group.
Yeah.
That would be fun, man.
Bro. After the COVID shit, I want you to take me to fucking Manila, bro. Because I went there with my cousin. It was cool. It was fucking chill.
Yeah, that's where but I like,
it was only one night. I wish it could have been more.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was in Palawan most of the time.
True.
Goddamn beaches, bro.
Yeah, that's where I'd rather be instead of Manila.
I mean, the thing is, being in Australia, it is a city beach base, like especially Queensland.
Oh, yeah. So like, I live next to a man-made beach.
Fuck. And plus, I'm not a beach person, technically. I fucking hate the beach.
You hate the beach?
Yeah, I'm a...
Damn, you're a loser, bro.
Now, fuck you, bro.
I hate the sand.
The sand?
What, it was too hot?
No, it's like shit gets everywhere.
Oh, okay. Gets it. Oh, yeah. It was in like, my glasses as well.
Went to glasses, go see like new fairy clothes, your fucking car, your wall, your fucking front. Ah, lordy. When everyone.
You just want to go to the beach and you end up swimming, you're like, you're drowning instead.
Not gonna lie, that happened to me once.
Bro,
I went to the beach with friends, man. I just went. And yeah, I can't swim for shit. I mean, I can swim and float, but like I suck at it. I struggle. But there was a time I end up in a deep end.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck. But I'm like kicking my feet, and I don't know, I got a cramp. I couldn't flap. I'm like, fuck.
Oh,
I'm just
screaming,
yo, help.
Oh, that's the
boys,
worst.
Boys, please.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, what the fuck is this idiot doing? So they came up to me and trying to drag me out. But I'm in so much pain in the cramp. I'm like, yo, can you just pull up my leg? Like, pull it, stretch it. I was raising it up.
Mm-hmm.
but it was also kind of deep, too deep for them as well.
Yeah.
So I was technically drowning at the same time.
Well, the waves were pretty strong as well.
Yeah, and there was like two of them trying to help me out, and I was apparently drowning them. They were like, yo, what the fuck?
Where were the lifeguards?
I think they were just watching. They were like,
they were just watching? They're you like, get paid for watching?
They're like, what the fuck's going on with these idiots?
Having fun.
And I had a friend who was like the tallest, like who could just literally pick us all up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just stood there and watched us when his girl went in his back. It was like, what the fuck is happening?
Let your boy drown like that.
And yeah, now they just never let go of that shit. And each time they mention the beach, they're like, yo.
This is why you stretch, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, man. The beach is fun. Why you don't like the beach?
And I'm
like, the beach is great. But I would say that I'm more of like a city guy.
Yeah, same. I guess, because you and me, we've technically been living in PNG for so long that it wasn't really a city.
Mm-hmm.
All we got was fucking...
I mean, it was a city.
I know, but like, what the fuck we got? Compounds and school true. And supermarkets. Yeah, you didn't even have a mall back then besides...
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, you got a point. But, would you rather want to move in like a beachside or like the city center itself?
Shit. It really depends on what I do for work there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 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 I feel like that would be your answer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, not gonna lie, I know the fucking beach sucks, but I do like the idea of just waking up in the morning.
Mm, with that view?
That fucking view. Bro. Like, you walk around just going to some nearby cafe, a morning run in that. Oh.
Yeah, where the sand just feels like flowers.
But that's only like when your work is just, let's say, at home.
Yeah.
True. Chill times. If it's like the city kind of corporate world kind of stuff, I like the idea of just waking up, get ready straight up, run to like a nearby cafe, and go straight to work.
Yeah.
Have a fucking corporate life and go back and get some coffee and more stuff. I mean, I had that. Life,
yeah.
It was all right, but.
Fair. Good answer.
What would you choose?
Like, I've always wanted to live like in the city center itself because I was never a beach guy.
Yeah, fair.
You know, because I used to live in like villages. You know, in Philippines, you have
what's it called?
Barangays?
Barangays, there we go.
It wasn't like a barangay. It was more like a village. You know, like Islander Village back in PNG.
Ah, far. Yeah. Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah.
So that's where I used to live. And I found it, like, very boring.
It is. Because all you do is chill with friends or like, cousins and stuff.
It's like, I want to be in the city, like, every weekend, right?
So much shit
to do. And then I sort of got used to going to clubs that... Now I really want to move to where the center of, you know, where entertainment is.
Damn, I want to go to LA.
No, I want to move to like New York or something, man. Yeah, that's like the dream for me. But yeah, have we sidetracked? I feel like we've sidetracked.
That's right.
I
got that.
Have you been watching any movies recently?
Not really. Like I said, that weird Netflix show, that's all I've seen. But all right, yeah. I mean, I think that was a weird marathon run that me and my girl did. It's like three movies in one go.
Really?
It's all three different fucking movies.
Was it Lord of the Rings?
No, fuck that shit too long.
Because it's on Netflix right now.
Yeah, that's right. Lord of the Rings is fucking back. Yeah. God damn.
I wish it was The Hobbit instead, though.
Nah, bro. The Hobbit was alright.
Bro, I love The Hobbit.
Part 2 is alright.
I love Part 2.
Nah, Lord of the Rings always there.
Desolation of Smaug.
Fucking Benedict Cumberbatch. Cool bitch.
Benedict.
Nah, shit was alright.
But yeah, during the weekend I watched the Dark Knight trilogy.
Oh shit, I remember that.
Yeah. And I was so amazed. Like the first time you watch these three movies, you don't really notice the small details. And then you rewatch them again and you're just like, because I really, after I watched The Dark Knight Rises, part 3 of the trilogy, I really admired Christopher Nolan's work.
There's so much movie.
I went on YouTube and watched behind the scenes and how he... How he takes his directorial role so... How it's just so unorthodox. It's so unique to other directors. Like in... You know he doesn't use green screen?
No, he likes practical. I know that.
He likes shooting. He's a very practical director.
He loves explosions.
Yeah, he builds the set himself. Like in Interstellar. He He builds a set himself, and then he enhances them, or enhances these sets with visual effects. I'm like, bro.
Yeah, did you not watch, what was it Inception? Called? No, no, it was like most latest one, my favorite one. Tenet.
Tenet.
Oh, shit, was so good.
Were you seen the cinema?
Yeah, we were watching the cinemas. I would recommend the cinemas because...
Because it's shot in IMAX.
Not just because IMAX. His way of film is based on beautiful and amazing sound.
Okay.
Like, without, like, a movie, so Dunkirk.
Okay, yeah.
Like, if you watch it in a cinema, you, I think we watched it in Dunkirk together, right?
Yeah.
You watch it in a cinema, you can feel the vibrations every.
Oh, minute. Yeah, that was crazy.
Now you
yeah.
watch that on,
the
like,
score
a,
was something else.
Yeah, but you try to watch that shit in, like, a just a basic laptop with some Apple earphones.
Like, you won't really get to feel that.
You won't feel that actual sense he's trying to bring along with sound. That's why I love his movies based on that stuff.
Yeah, it's. Damn, this guy's a different mind.
Like, Tenet as well. Like, even the story is mind-fucking. Like you said, he doesn't like using green goods much.
Mm.
I think that... I'm not sure it was spoiling, but in the end, there was, like, a massive explosion shit that was all practical, bro.
Yeah.
He was blowing up cities. I'm like, yo, that's...
And he just enhances these fucking...
I mean, sure, there's a few visual effects to enhance it, like you said, but... Imagine that, man. Usually people with, like, green screen, fuck it. I don't want to go anywhere else.
True. But, man, his mind is just so different. Like, I watched another documentary about how he conducts his work.
Oh, yeah.
And he draws diagrams before creating the plot of the movie.
Okay.
And how he wants to shoot some scenes in black and white, some scenes in color. And how we would describe them and articulate them, and how this really little detail that you won't really catch when you watch it at first.
You'd
have to rewatch the movie in order to like to get to understand it.
So it's like hearing some bullshit. Like he's hiding something small in there.
Yeah.
And change.
It's fucking great, man. It's great. This guy's something else. Yeah, he's a legend. He's a in Nolan we trust. In Nolan we trust. Did he? What? Was he a producer in Man of Steel?
I believe he was a producer of Man of Steel.
Zack Schneider.
Zack Schneider's look.
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so, alright.
Man, I'm still keen for Justice League coming up tomorrow in Australia.
It's fucking 4 hours, Jesus.
Do you know where to watch it? I don't know.
Binge?
Yeah, Binge. Okay. There's free trials, so.
It's free trial?
Yeah, there's a free trial, so you can just probably get the free trial. Nice. Watch it and cancel, there we go. Don't go for Fox, that's bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Expensive. But yeah, four hours.
4 hours, dude, it better live up to the hype. I've read early reviews of it.
Yeah, I don't understand. Some of them are really saying it's good. Some are just saying it's just plainly trash. Really?
I've read that it's all good.
A lot say there was like it's hopeless. I'm like, what? It's this is why I don't trust these motherfucking early reviews, man.
Yeah, there were like so many reviews. They were like, oh, this is the Lord of the Rings of the DC universe. But it's okay. So if you don't know, Zack Schneider has clearly stated that Justice League is a movie of its own.
Yeah,
it's not part of the DCEU canon.
It's
really shit. I want it to be positive.
I wish he can still have like open creativity in this kind of stuff, because he was really good at it. It just sucks that DC was controlling everything. Warner Bros is controlling any decision he's making. They wanted to be like fucking Avengers. That's why you got Josh Whedon.
Yeah,
and we watched it together.
Remember?
Yeah, that was cringe.
And then we were like, we allowed it because it was the first movie. Oh, give it a chance.
Yeah,
the first
but like
movie.
The more you watch, the more I just rewatch these things.
Yeah,
I'm just like,
it's
that's
bad.
That's
like I want to watch like a comparison side to side difference between Joss Whedon and Zack Schneider.
Apparently, that's why Age of Ultron 2 was so shit. Because Joss Whedon kind of directed it, but apparently no one liked it as good as other Avengers.
Oh, Joss Whedon directed Age of Ultron as well.
Yeah, and I think at that point they just realized he was kind of so they kicked him out, and they chose their what's it called?
Russo Brothers.
Russo Brothers, yeah. And yeah, they've been good since then.
Yeah, the Russo Brothers are really good as well.
Yeah.
Where did they start? What was the first Marvel movie? Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier was fucking epic. I got wet. It was 2014. I watched that shit in cinemas.
Yeah, 2014. Yeah.
I got wet. I was like, fuck.
It was really good. Holy shit! Just for like a standalone superhero movie.
That shit can be. I don't find it as a superhero. I find it like a very like spy.
Spy?
Yeah. Because the way it's like its shield and versus what's it called again?
Hydra.
Hydra, yeah. Even though it's like it has Marvel contents and stuff that they use, but it felt like a movie by itself that you could still understand.
Oh, true. Yeah, yeah. Point. Yeah.
That shit was good. I love it when they do that. I love it when it's not just based on shit superhero movies.
Yeah, yeah. True. Like Joker.
Yeah,
Joker was really good.
No, I watched that shit.
Yeah, it's not a superhero movie at all.
Shit went dark.
I would say that Batman or the Dark Knight trilogy really raised the bar for other superhero movies.
Yeah. It's
kind of
hard to say.
And now look where other superhero movies are.
Look
at these Marvel movies now.
I mean, Marvel's always been growing because they've been building phrases.
Yeah, Marvel has always had that mindset where they want to be so different from the comics that they want to have subtle similarities as well, not derail fully.
I said they just want to convey or express it in a much better content and storytelling rather than just following like
the comical norm.
Yeah. They don't follow the comical chronology. They're like, this is a beautiful concept of that story. Mm-hmm. Let's just grab that and let's merge it into another one and it can spell it as a story.
Yeah.
And I think that's, and doing that properly, making it even happy for the comic fans, it's beautiful.
Yeah, yes. It's like it's their own story, and Marvel fans would still appreciate it. They would have their own opinions in it and everything.
But like without hurting comic book fans and actually making them love it, that's a smart way.
Yeah, true. But that's good, man. I'm excited to see what Marvel still has in store, like in the next phase. What was it, Phase 4?
Phase 4, I don't know. Phase 4. That's been too much.
Yeah. But anyway...
Okay, I think that's it for us today. And we've sped out all the words that we can spread out today. I just came back from work early as shit. I'm dead ass.
It's been raining the whole day as well. Just want to go and sleep.
I love the rains. I love cool.
Yeah. You remember, you guys could listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio. We were the fool even fucking listen to iHeartRadio. Why did I pull us? Why did I push us to iHeartRadio, bro? Why?
Well, who listens to iHeartRadio?
It's a fucking radio station.
I thought it was dead.
Fuck. Anyway.
$12 gone, bro. I saw that invoice. I'm like, what the invoice? Fuck? All right. Yeah, guys.
We'll catch you guys in the next one. Adios.